questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speaker for today's discussion, Dr. Hojatul Islam Karimi from the Islamic Seminary of Qom. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Arba'in procession or Arba'in walk, usually it is from Najaf to Karbala, but most of the time from most regions from Iraq, you know, far distance places, we can say we have so many stations, mawqifs, you know, mawaqif over there, stops, and the people donate or spend their money over there. Now, the main question is this. Isn't it better to spend all this money, for example, to help the poor and the needy in your own country instead of going, for example, to a foreign land like Iraq and spend the money over there? What's your answer to that?
The same question is usually asked when it comes to money for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in general. So the question is that why do people spend for the morning sessions for Imam Hussein alayhi salam during the month of Muharram and Safar, and especially people raise the same question about the Arba'in procession. So first of all, it's not good to, usually those people who raise this question, they just look at the surface of the happenings. They just see that there are some mawaqif, some stations, as you mentioned. There are some foods and drinks that people go and as if they are enjoying themselves. And they ignore the spiritual dimension of all these happenings. So first of all, the point is that when we analyze the people who take part in these morning sessions in, paying money for these mawaqib, for these stations, we see that the same people are at least among the first people who go on special situations to help other people. So when we are talking about true believers, true mu'mineen, so for example, the Islamic Republic of Iran. The question is that why these mu'mineen, these believers, pay money for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So when it comes to helping the poor people, the same people are in the first line at least to go and, when there is a flood, for example, the majority of the people who go to help the people are among the same people.
The mobilized forces that go here and there.
What
in
we
order,
call it Urduya Jihadi.
Jihadi camp, yeah, yes.
The volunteer peoples. Okay. I don't want to claim that those who do not pay for Imam Hussein alayhi salam do not take part in these occasions. No, we have among them too. But the same people who pay for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the same people also take part in helping the people,
that's
especially
right,
the poor people.
Okay. But since here the spending, the money and the donations are many, you know, they are big in the eyes of the people.
Yeah.
So, wow, how much money is being spent over there? Is better, for example, to spend it here and there on the financial problems of the people of the country.
So the other point is that when we see the reality, again, we see that in these 2 months of Muharram and Safar, in which the mu'mineen, they pay for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the poor people also enjoy a lot. Those people who cannot afford for their life, at least in these 2 months, through the help of the mu'mineen, the faithful, they also enjoy. They are able to take part in these morning ceremonies and take benefit from the spiritual dimension of it and also from the food and drink.
As you can see, there are so many stops now, for example, in the holy city of Qom, distributing foods, distributing free tea, free food and something like that. And it's not only limited to the world of Islam. If you just look at the work
The
churches all around the world or the synagogues, you know, among the Jews, they have a special day for helping the poor and the homeless and the needy and give away in the way of God in charity, and they have all these sessions too.
Yeah. Okay. The other point is that when we refer to the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, of course, this answer is based on whether we believe in the sayings of the Imam of the Al-Bid alayhi salam. Of course, as Shia, we do believe in them. According to the narrations, whatever you spend for the ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam would come back to you and would be doubled. I mean, it is as if you have not spent anything. Not only that, you would receive more. So, for example, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that if you go to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, your risk, your sustenance would be increased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you spend for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam would come back to you. So this is the reality of the world.
That's right.
Of course, from the materialistic understanding, this is not understandable.
Okay.
But as believers, as Muslims, we do believe in these narrations according to which if we pay money for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it would at least the same would come back to us. So again, we have spent for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the same money comes back and okay. We can send it for other purposes, including to help the poor
people. And believe me, it is not only the personal benefits over here. It is mostly, I think, these donations, these we can say nuzurat, are all concerned in the collective and the societal, the social format, and the people are looking for reforming the society. And I think there is no personal benefit. At least, I think that the people are not spending for their own personal interest.
Exactly.
It is not like, for example, putting your money in a bank or something like that. No, it's not.
Yeah, with your point, let me go to a deeper understanding of the Arba'in walk and Arba'in procession. As I mentioned, those people who may have a kind of materialistic understanding of these events, they may just see some people walking and eating and drinking yes. and going through some difficulties and problems and coming back. This is a very shallow understanding of this procession. The point is that we do believe in the fact that the ziyarah of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt in general and the ziyarah of Arba'in in specific and Arba'in walk and procession has a kind of a spiritual dimension to it. So you can ask all the people who have taken part in these procession, are you going there for food or drink or just walking? This is not the case. Yes. The main purpose of mourning for Imam al-Hussein, the same point is about those people who take part in mourning ceremonies.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. So through mourning ceremonies, people come to know the reality of the religion, because in all these ceremonies, we have some religious lectures given by the scholars. So for sure, and this is a reality that most of the people only through, during the month of Muharram and Safar, they have the chance to take part in these lectures and take benefit from the scholars.
That's right.
So according to the saying of one of the scholars, when you go to Ziyarah of Arba'in, you become a human being, spiritually speaking.
Yes.
You come back and then you have a new understanding
right.
of the religion. I mean, you have increased in terms of spirituality. Now, it's much more probable for a person like that to help the poor people as well.
Okay.
So
it is not like a carnival
or
a happy celebration
because
we have so many outstanding, for example, big processions, carnivals, and happy celebrations on different occasions all across the world, in their calendar. But this is not something for a happy joy or enjoyment or amusement. It is something, as you said, a kind of a spiritual wayfaring.
And I believe that no one can claim that I've been in Arba'in procession and I didn't go through any kind of problem and difficulty.
Yes, yes.
There are difficulties for all the people.
Yes.
I mean, we have hot weather. You may not find a good place to rest, sleep, and so on and so forth.
Right. Okay.
So it's not the matter of, I mean, materialistic enjoying of the food and drink. No, okay. I mean, you need to walk for 2-3 days
yes.
and you may suffer. But the point is that people who come back from that spiritual journey, they, as I mentioned, they change a lot in terms of spirituality. So these people are more probable now on to help the poor people compared to the people who have not gone to this journey or the same people before going to the journey. So my point is that although money is spent, but the same people who join this procession, they have more chance.
That's right.
They find it more, I mean, they found themselves more responsible regarding the poor people.
And at the same time, since the facilities are more, the donations are more, and the states, I mean, the administrations of different countries are spending money on that, it would become very much easier for some of the even poor people in order to attend, to pay ziyarah to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Since, for example, during the ordinary days of the day, it's been difficult financially for some of the people for to coming from far lands to Karbala. So during these days, it's very much facilitated and easier. And this is a good point. I think this is a mass help and contribution to the poor people of the society.
And if I may go to even a deeper understanding of this ziyarat, I mean, the morning sessions for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the Arba'in walk, you, I mean, rightly refer to the international aspect to it. Nowadays, we have people coming from different countries to this Arba'in procession. So we know that one of the reasons, one of the main reasons for poverty and injustice is the oppression, is injustice.
Yes.
And we can claim that the main message of the uprising of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is to raise and have a kind of uprising against oppression and injustice.
That's right.
So if we have a deep understanding of this ziyarat, this, I mean, morning ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, people who come to know Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they come to know the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And one of the main messages is to have a kind of rising against oppression and the oppressive systems all over the world.
That's all right.
So to have a kind of deep understanding of this ziyarat, it may deepen the understanding of the people about the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And in the long term, I believe that it can help the people take, I mean, get rid of this oppression and injustice in different parts of the world.
That's right.
And it may have different examples. So to put it in a nutshell, let me just share one narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this regard. He says that ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is like preparing 1,000 people, 1,000 warriors for a war. This is a very, profound narration of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And one of the ways of it is that through going to ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we receive this message of resisting the oppression, resisting the injustice, which nowadays we see all over the world. And I believe that if people take part in this Arba'in walk and procession, not only that, in all these morning ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they can benefit from this message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
It is really, as you said, an international ceremony now. All the people all across the world, you know, now that we are talking, they have started their walk towards Karbala maybe 1-2 months in advance on foot. And this is really praiseworthy. And what is important is that, as we have in our ahadith and narrations, paying ziyarah to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, if it is with less joy and more difficulty, it will be really more helpful in the spiritual purification of the person because of the hardships of Imam al-Hussein.
Yeah, and there are many messages, as I mentioned, spiritual messages in this walk.
Right.
One of them is brotherhood and helping others.
Right.
All the people who take part in this procession, they agree that we feel a new feeling of brotherhood in this journey. All the people try their best to help other people, to have a kind of self-sacrifice. So, as I mentioned, these people are affected by this journey to later when they come back to practice the same in their normal life as
Even the non-Muslims, the Christians and the Jews are attending, and there are so many video footage of these outstanding fathers, sisters, brothers, all across the believers and the truth seekers all across the world. You know, on this day, may Allah help all of them, and may Allah help us to attend this Arba'in procession this year, inshallah. Thank you much, Sheikh Dr. Hojatul Islam Karimi for a nice elaboration regarding spending and donations on the day of Arba'in. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Do not forget us in your du'as and supplications on the day of Arba'in, especially those people, those walkers who are attending the Arba'in procession from Najaf to Karbala. Do not forget us in your supplications and spiritual wayfaring. To another episode, God bless you. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن